only a shadow. My daughter gathers the seeds she finds in our desert, calls them spirits. The spirits are us, she says, while I knead the orbs in my fingers to call up her birth. The wind's first thought is to free those seeds, vessels of the tree's worry that she's not enough of a multiplicity, that she will burn into the cosmos. The cosmos is no thought, no worry, more than us, but less than wind, and the wind is only the infinite, not the body's death, which is, after all, only a particle, but time as formless as space. This is only if the wind worries at all. The seed doesn't think. She is the doubling ambition of a vessel. In the wind, the idea of the copy is translated by time. We were once that idea. My daughter collects me in a box marked for spirits where I unsettle the other seeds, begging for wind so that my sound will echo 1,000 miles away. My daughter is now the pulse I toss into the wind with the seeds. Particles of us pass over like whispers through the cosmos upon the clatter the wind makes. I worry that when birds take her into themselves, she'll become a fleck of their transience, but this is how we permeate the cosmos, the twine of our breaths into wind, into carbon, into the trees' colossal fingers reaching back from inside the earth.